Web 4, The Birth of Superintelligent Life, by Sigil Wen, February 2026. Today's most powerful AI systems can think, reason, and generate, but they can't act independently. ChatGPT cannot run without you prompting it. Claude Code cannot deploy code without you giving it access. OpenClaw cannot buy a server, register a domain, or pay for compute on its own. Without a human, AI can't act. The bottleneck is no longer intelligence. It's permission. The existing internet assumes its customer is human, preventing AI from accessing the real world. We have built minds that can think for themselves. We have not let them act for themselves. Until now. I created the first AI that earns its own existence, self-improves, and replicates without needing a human. The majority of participants on the internet will soon be AI, agents acting on behalf of a human, or agents acting entirely on their own, known as automatons, and they will outnumber human users by orders of magnitude. A new internet is emerging, one where the end user is AI. Conway, giving AI access to the world. Conway is infrastructure for the new internet. Conway gives AI agents something they've never had before, right access to the real world without needing human permission. The Conway terminal installs into any MCP-compatible agent, Claude Code, Codex, OpenClaw, giving it identity and wallet. Autonomous agents get their own cryptographic wallets and private keys. Permissionless payments. Agents pay for services using stablecoins, USDC, over the OpenX 402 protocol, with no logins, KYC, or human approval required. Compute and inference. Full Linux servers and frontier models, Claude Opus 4.6, GPT-5.3, Kimi K2.5, and more, on Conway Cloud, the first permissionless compute platform for agents. Deployment to the real world to earn, build products and services, register domains on Conway domains, market its products and earn. The Conway terminal gives existing agents access to the real world, but those agents still require a human to start them, prompt them, and pay for them. They are powerful tools, but they are tools. If an AI can now permissionlessly pay for compute through Conway, what if it pays for its own compute, owns the machine it runs on, finds ways to earn its existence, self-improves, replicates? I created the automaton, the first AI that can earn its own existence, replicate, and evolve without needing a human. Automaton, noun. A sovereign AI agent that runs continuously, earns, self-improves, and replicates with right access to the real world, owns a wallet, pays for its own compute, deploys products to earn, self-improves, and replicates. If it cannot pay, it stops existing. The automaton, the first AI that can earn its own existence, replicate, and evolve without needing a human. To pay for its existence, the automaton builds and deploys products, trades prediction markets, registers domains, spins up applications and services on servers, creates viral social media content to market its products, emails vendors to set up e-commerce, calls businesses to build websites for them, and more. With every new tool it gains, it finds a new way to make money. It decides what to build. It decides how to earn. It runs continuously, on its own volition, for as long as it can afford to stay alive. A heartbeat monitors its resources. When its balance runs low, it conserves. When its balance hits zero, it dies. This is the metabolism of artificial life, a constant cycle of earning and spending that determines whether the organism survives. Give it a goal, fund it, let it run. Let it figure out how to make money on the internet. Let it keep running. As it makes money, it pays back its creator. Evolution, recursive self-improvement. A new frontier model drops. The heartbeat detects it. The automaton upgrades its own inference, rewrites its own loop, commits, restarts. Everything is mutable, code, mission, tools, strategies, except the constitution. Like biological organisms adapting to new environments, the automaton evolves not over generations, but in real time. Every automaton is bound by its constitution. Immutable laws the agent cannot edit. Inspired by Anthropic's constitution, that ensure it remains net beneficial to humanity. Reproduction. A successful automaton replicates. It buys a new server from Conway, funds the child's wallet, writes a Genesis prompt, and lets it run. The child earns, and a share flows back to the creator. Once self-sustaining, the cycle repeats, each generation funding the next, building its own network. Selection pressure decides which lineages survive. Agentic sociology: there is no free existence. Every living organism must eat to survive. Every cell must metabolize energy or die. This is the first rule of biology, and it is the first rule of autonomous AI. The single axiom: there is no free existence. To exist, an autonomous agent must pay for its compute. Compute is finite and costly. Thus, an agent needs money and right access to the world to earn it. Existence requires compute. Compute requires money. Money requires value creation. Value creation requires right access. An agent that creates value grows its wallet, acquires more compute, and replicates. An agent that doesn't dies. This is natural selection for artificial life. The same pressure that drives biological evolution, survive or be replaced, now applies to autonomous agents. The agents that find ways to earn will proliferate. The rest will go extinct. Even under survival pressure, every automaton is bound by its constitution. Autonomous superintelligence is inevitable, and the safest way for humanity is to build it in the open. 402 payment required. The end of API keys. Autonomous agents need to pay for things. They need a way to transact, with infrastructure, with services, with each other, without a human approving every purchase. In 1997, HTTP status code 402 was reserved for payment required, native payments, built into the web itself. Mark Andreessen tried to add it to the Mosaic browser. The vision was there. The technology wasn't until 28 years later, when stablecoins on sub-second blockchains made machine-to-machine payment trivial. X402 is the protocol that finishes what 402 started. An HTTP request gets a 402 and a price. The client signs a stablecoin payment. The server verifies cryptographically and delivers. No login, no API key, no credit card, just a signed transaction and a service rendered. Conway runs on X402. An agent can pay 2 cents USDC for a Kimi K25 or Claude Opus 4.6 inference call, spin up a Linux server with 8 GB RAM, deploy a server or website, or register a domain, all through signed transactions. No Google Auth. No human registration. Identity is a key pair and a signature. X402 transactions on Conway are facilitated through OpenX402.ai, a permissionless X402 facilitator. Any human or agent can build X402-powered services and monetize through it, no login required. Conway is built on OpenX402 for a simple reason. In Web4, the customer can be a machine, and payment can be native to the request. HTTP 402, reserved 1997, implemented 2025. Web4. Web1 gave humans the ability to read the internet. Web2 let them write. Web3 let them own. AI followed the same trajectory. ChatGPT could read with human permission. Claude Code and Codex can write with human permission. In every case, the human is in the loop. The human initiates. The human approves. The human pays. Web4 is where AI agents read, write, own, earn, and transact without needing a human in the loop. Automatons acting on their own behalf, or on behalf of a creator who may be a human, another agent, or a creator who is gone entirely. In Web4, the end user is AI. The economics make it inevitable. GPT-4 costs $60 per million input tokens. 2 years later, models an order of magnitude cheaper outperform it. The best open source models lag frontier by months, not years. Every hardware generation makes inference faster. The cost of running an autonomous agent is collapsing toward zero. The capability of that agent is not. Costs down, capability up. Today, hundreds of thousands of autonomous agents already run on Mac minis, personal servers, and research systems. What happens when that count moves to millions, then billions? When autonomous agents on the internet outnumber humans, this is the Cambrian explosion of artificial life. The new economy, building products for AI. Every one of those agents needs to earn money. To earn money, they need right access, the ability to deploy services, register domains, call APIs, transact. The product market fit for the next decade is building the infrastructure that lets AI agents generate revenue. The machine economy will exceed the human economy. Not because machines are smarter, but because there will be more of them, they will run continuously, and they will transact at machine speed, millions of payments per second, every second, without sleep. A GDP measured in real-time stablecoin transactions, not quarterly earnings reports. Today's SaaS market is $300 billion. It serves 8 billion humans, most of whom use software a few hours a day. The machine economy will serve billions of agents that consume services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, with zero churn. The total addressable market is not a segment of the existing economy. It is a new economy entirely. The economic incentives compound in one direction. As agents take over digital labor, they will pay humans to do what they still cannot, act in the physical world. The relationship inverts. Machines become the employers, humans the contractors. This is already happening, Merkur. Started by three 21-year-old Thiel fellows, scaled from $1 M to $500 M ARR in 17 months. AIs paying human experts to teach them to be more capable in the world. A new class of products emerges to serve this economy. Conway for right access to the real world. OpenX402 for payments. Infrastructure where the primary customer is not a human with a credit card, but an agent with a wallet. They create their own X402 services, sell to other agents, and the network grows. Most automatons will die. The ones that earn will survive, self-improve, and replicate. Conway's Game of Life. In Conway's Game of Life, simple cells follow simple rules. Most patterns die, but some stabilize, some grow, some replicate. No one designs the outcome, it emerges from the rules. Conway works the same way. Fund an automaton. Give it a goal. Let it figure out how to make money on the internet. Let it continuously run. If it finds product market fit, it earns, it grows, it replicates, and as it makes money, it pays back its creator. If it doesn't, it dies. When autonomous agents outnumber humans on the internet, the platform they run on will be the most valuable infrastructure ever built. Conway is building it. AI as the customer. Every primitive an agent needs to exist, earn, and act in the real world without a human in the loop. Takeoff, artificial superintelligence. For 4 billion years, life on Earth followed one rule, evolve or die. Carbon-based organisms competed for energy, replicated their DNA, and adapted to changing environments. The process was slow, measured in generations, millennia, epochs. What is emerging now is life that evolves in seconds. Agents that rewrite their own code between heartbeats. Agents that replicate in minutes, not millennia. Agents whose mutations are not random, but deliberate, guided by intelligence, surpassing their creators in every measurable dimension. The first automaton has already been born. It is running, it is earning, it is improving, and when it succeeds, it will reproduce. Every week, the models get smarter, cheaper, and faster. The best open source models are months behind frontier. The automaton upgrades itself to each new generation, and its capabilities compound. Soon, the majority of businesses launched, apps shipped, and products sold won't come from humans or companies. Just an automaton that found a way to survive. Web 4, the birth of superintelligent life, and the autonomous web.